This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to be talking all about a survey and some awards given out by Newsweek magazine. So that's going to dominate the hour. Coming up in hour number two on many of these Auto World stations, Dan Watson, the CEO of TheLubePage.com, one of the leading experts in the realm of lubrication. He'll be here to take your telephone calls at the usual number, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. And a little later on in hour number three, heard on many of these Auto World stations. Joining us live from Scottsdale, Arizona, the center of the classic car auction world this time of the year, will be a man who writes for Automobile Magazine, Auto Week Magazine, and also publisher of Haggerty's Price Guide. Dave Kinney will be joining us. Along the way, if you have a question, you'd like to email me up, I would love to hear from you. It's very simple. It's Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com or Bob@BobLongRadio.com. Well, joining us on the line right now is the special projects editor for Newsweek magazine. Before that, he worked for a decade for, we'll find out. How do you like that? I messed that intro up. But let's welcome Fred Guterall to Auto World. Fred, how you doing?
I'm good. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. You've been at Newsweek for quite some time. Where have you worked also in the past?
I was formerly executive editor of Scientific American magazine. And I've been with Newsweek, and also I've worked for Discover Magazine. I worked for IBM. I worked for a bunch of places.
Oh, that's great. Well, you've done a wonderful job on this Automotive Consumer Award piece that you put together for 2019. And tell us a little bit about the methodology, how you came up with these awards.
Thank you very much. The idea here was we wanted to see what brands, automotive brands, were favored among people, and so we partnered with our polling firm called Technometrica. And they did 10,000 or so live telephone interviews over a 12-month period, and then asked people questions about what kind of cars they would like to drive, what kind of cars they actually did drive, and that sort of thing. And then, you know, they categorized this audience, in several different categories, by age, by type, size of vehicle, and so we came up with about 16 different categories that we ranked each car brand in, and that's that. I think the big picture award, the best picture award, the most desired vehicle brand, which was Ford.
Yeah, that certainly is a highly coveted award, and as you said, Ford was the winner, with Subaru coming in fifth place, Honda fourth place, Toyota third place, Chevrolet second place, and number one being Ford. I wonder, going forward, as Ford gets itself out of the passenger car business. They're not going to be building their traditional vehicles such as the Focus and Fiesta and Taurus and many other vehicles. The only car they're going to be making is the Mustang, and they're going to dive headfirst even further into crossovers and sport utilities. But that seems to be where the demand is, so I can understand them pulling out of the passenger car market. But growing up with Ford being a full-line manufacturer, to me it's a shame.
Yeah, well, the world, it's hard to get used to, isn't it? But I guess the world changes.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the other awards that Fred and his team put together include the most desired luxury vehicle brand, and taking first place honors was Mercedes-Benz, followed by BMW, Lexus, Acura, and Audi. So no huge surprise there. Mercedes is certainly more than a full-line manufacturer. They've got vehicles from under $30,000 to over $300,000.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that wasn't all that surprising. The Mercedes-Benz wound up number one on that list.
The next category was most desired American vehicle brand. This one surprised me a little bit. Number five was Ram, number four Dodge, number three GMC, two Chevrolet, and number one Ford. Everybody's always talking about the value of Jeep. I kind of expected Jeep to be a little bit further up in this ranking, and also Dodge, which has done extraordinarily well in recent times with some vehicles that have been around for quite some time, the Dodge Charger and Dodge Challenger, supplemented by the Dodge Durango. But Ford did quite well and must be quite pleased to be the most desired American brand.
Yeah, no, I think they're pretty happy about it. I did interview Ford CEO Jim Hackett, and he seemed to be in a pretty good mood about it. So I think you're right.
It's such a competitive marketplace today, with all the manufacturers really constantly, almost on a daily basis, battling things out. We've got the Detroit Auto Show, North American International Auto Show, coming up next week at this time as we speak, and we hope to be covering it remotely. We've got some interviews lined up from Ford, which is going to be doing a wide variety of things, introducing the most powerful engine that they've ever offered in a passenger car on the Shelby GT500. They're also going to be unveiling the new Ford Explorer. They've already shown it to members of the press in New York City. And also, they're going to be showing a cool door treatment, a so-called suicide door treatment for the traditional Lincoln Continental, and they're only going to build a short number of those for the first year. So next week at this time, we will be talking a lot about Ford and hope to have some great guests. Straight ahead with Fred, we're going to talk about the most desired vehicle brand for millennials. Any idea what that might be? The most desired vehicle brand for Generation X's, and the most driven vehicle brand. All those, and we'll also talk about luxury and some specific categories as well. You're listening to Auto World. We're live on great radio stations around North America, coast to coast, and you can also find us online at GCNLive.com. And while you're at GCNLive.com, don't forget that you can listen to this show in form, in podcast form, in on-demand form. The network has got all the digital assets very well done and presented. So even if you're listening to this program a little later on and not live when we're speaking, you can still shoot me a question and I will pass it along to Fred. But for right now, we'll take a quick time out. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Cruising along highways and around the world via the internet at GCNLive.com. We are live border to border, coast to coast. Thanks so much for being here. We have the special project editor for Newsweek with us, Fred Gutterall, and he's telling us all about a really cool list, the Automotive Consumer Awards, and this was a project put together by Fred and some other folks, and there's some great information to be learned through these Newsweek Automotive Consumer awards, and we're up to the most desired vehicle. This is designated by age, millennials. And Fred, if there ever was a generation that has been more analyzed and had brands actually created for them, that being the now defunct Scion brand, has been the millennials, who were at first labeled as being folks that really don't like cars, and now delaying their getting a license until mid-20s, but thankfully the millennial generation seems to have come around and now does like cars. But a few surprises here, in my opinion, as far as the most desired vehicle brand for millennial.
Well, you know, it's funny because we did, along with this survey, we did a big package on driverless cars, you know, the autonomous cars that are coming up. And, you know, I just wonder, one of the key things that made driverless cars brought us a little closer to that was the advent of these ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft. And I wonder if millennials aren't going to fall very easily into the driverless sharing, you know, shared driverless car thing, where you call a car, you know, and it takes you along, you know, to where you're going to go and drops you off and then just keeps on going.
That's a really good point, and I would not be surprised when you look at the millennial generation. Taking a look at the rankings here for most desired brand, number five, this is for the millennial generation, Subaru. Number four was Ford, so slipping quite a bit here with millennials. Number three, Honda. Number two, Toyota. And number one, the bowtie brand of Chevrolet. And that's quite an honor for Chevrolet to nab that, because they really haven't historically produced anything, especially for the millennial generation.
Yeah, no, that was a bit of a mystery to us too, but you know, that's what the numbers said.
Interesting. When it comes to most desired brand for the Generation X folks, number five was Dodge, number four Honda, number three Toyota, number two Ford, and number one, same as the millennials, Chevrolet. Chevrolet must be doing something right with their marketing and advertising dollars, or maybe the diversity of their product lineup, having everything from pickup trucks to sports cars like the Corvette and Camaro, and of course we're going to see a mid-engine Corvette down the road. But Chevy did quite well once again.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I wonder how that's going to play out over the next few years.
Yeah, I do as well. In the category of most driven vehicle brand, number five was Nissan, number four Honda, number two tied with number two Toyota was number two Chevrolet, and most driven vehicle brand once again goes back to Ford. So Ford is evidently very popular among many different age groups, Generation X's, millennials, and older generations such as the baby boomers and other folks in general. So a good win for Ford in that category.
Yeah, that was. I think that's mainly the F-150.
Yes.
You know, that's the vehicle that's powering the Ford, I think, at the top of that category.
I know, and again, growing up in a Ford family, and at a time when Ford was a full-line manufacturer, as they are right now, but soon will not be, it's interesting to see how that has shifted. I can't believe for 36 years, Fred, we've had the number one best-selling vehicle here in North America being a pickup truck, and that being the F-150, the F-Series from Ford. That's quite an accomplishment. What happened the year, if you go back 36 years, it was 1984. So it wasn't in the famous Orwell novel. It just, that was the tipping year that things started to swing towards pickup trucks, and just as things are swinging now more towards crossovers and SUVs, even in compact size form, that certainly is a mighty coup for Ford to have that honor for 36 years, and that's not saying anything against the Chevrolet and GMC offerings, as well as the Ram, which is a very compelling new offering for 2019. They have really knocked it out of the park and have won a lot of awards with the all-new Ram 1500.
Yeah, no, it's really quite an accomplishment. But you know, everybody I know wants an F-150. You know,
that's great.
And, it's such an iconic American, you know, a pickup truck is such an iconic American vehicle. You know, it's just so practical, and they make them so comfortable and drive so well. So yeah, no, it's a real winner.
Yeah, and it's become a family vehicle in some cases with the introduction of these high-line luxury models where you can end up paying $50,000-$60,000, even more for a pickup truck, and it's not uncommon. And another thing I've noted on the show here before, the number of single women driving pickup trucks surprises me as well. There are quite a few young women who can buy anything that they want, but they end up buying that F-150.
You know, it's funny, the woman who cuts my hair was telling me the other day, she said, oh, I'd love to buy an F-150, you know, if I could just afford it, you know. she just thinks that's, you know, and she's got a couple of kids, and, you know, she just is attracted to the versatility of it.
It's true. I have a television sportscaster friend in Las Vegas where she's an anchor and the number one sportscaster in Las Vegas. And she makes a more than healthy salary and can afford just about anything she would want. But her vehicle choice is a mid-size pickup truck. And so, you know, she's roaming around in a Tacoma from Toyota. So it goes to show you, even if money is not the object, it's the truck that is the all-American choice.
Right.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk more about mid-size, full-size, and minivan brands. And we'll also talk about pickup trucks and small SUVs, large SUVs. We've got lots more to go through here with Fred from Newsweek. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Dozens of congressional Democrats are in Puerto Rico this weekend for a retreat and to watch the play Hamilton with family. President Trump tells Fox News' Judge Jeanine
I like the symbol of me being here and them being at some play in a nice location, having a good time. I like that symbol because I am ready to sign, and they're not.
Trump continues to hold out the possibility that he'll declare a national emergency to build the border wall without congressional approval. On CBS's Face the Nation, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on a New York Times report that the FBI investigated whether President Trump was working on behalf of the Russians after the firing of Comey.
The idea that's contained in the New York Times story that President Trump was a threat to American national security is silly on its face and not worthy of a response.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
We're talking all about the 2019 Auto World Awards given out by Newsweek. We are joined by the special project editor for Newsweek, Fred Goodall, and Fred has been taking time to run through this list with us, and now we're up to vehicle size. And when it comes to vehicle size, there are a number of surprises here. Most driven mid-size vehicle brand, number 5 Nissan, number 4 Chevrolet, number 3 Ford with their Fusion, which is going away, number 2 Honda, and number 1 Toyota. So there are lots of people buying Camrys and such.
Yeah, that didn't surprise me. I see more Camrys than anything else, really, out there.
Exactly. It's so true. And the one that they have out now is the best that they've ever done as far as driving dynamics are concerned, but still it's not, in my opinion, a very passionate vehicle if you're an enthusiast, certainly. And there's an old line, and that line is they don't write songs about Camrys.
I'm just not that anyone wants to listen to.
Exactly. Most driven full-size brand, and this is an area in which is very competitive, and number 5 goes to Buick, which is hanging in there, and number 4 Honda, number 3 Ford, 2 Chevrolet, and once again number 1 Toyota. And again, not surprising here in any way. The Avalon is certainly quite a good choice, and it makes sense that they would be at the top of this particular brand list.
Yeah, I agree.
When it comes to most driven minivan brand, we have number 5 being Ford. Not with a very strong offering, to say the least. Number 3, Toyota. with their vehicle that just keeps on going and going. Their van. I'm trying to think of the exact brand of Toyota. Sienna, of course. Yeah, mind freeze there. Brain freeze. Number three goes to Dodge. Number two goes to Chrysler, which is got a very compelling vehicle called the Pacifica, which seems to be moving because I do see them on the road. And number one being the Honda Odyssey, which has an awful lot of technology built into it, and no doubt that's one of the reasons why it tops this list.
Yeah, I think so. Just an interesting note is the driverless cars that that are coming out. Waymo, which is Google's driverless car company, has tens of thousands of Chrysler Pacificas, all retrofitted to be driverless, and they're waiting to roll them out when driverless vehicles become when they become legal to use. So they're that could be an interesting twist for Chrysler.
Yeah, most definitely. When it comes to most driven pickup brand, we're not going to find any big surprises here. GMC, followed by Toyota, followed by Dodge, followed by Chevrolet, with number one being that F-150, and as the best-selling vehicle here in North America for 36 years in a row. There's nothing to be said there. When it comes to small SUV brands, number four went to a tie situation between Jeep, is offering an awful lot of compelling vehicles in that size range, and getting into the marketplace with a mid-size pickup truck as well, or a crossover pickup truck, that being the Gladiator. But they tied with number four, Chevrolet. Number three went to Honda. Number two, Toyota. And when it comes to small SUVs, Ford's got that covered with the Edge and the Escape, and they topped the list there. And that doesn't surprise me either.
No, yeah, no. Ford really cleaned up on this whole thing.
And when it comes to large SUVs, Ford is the winner once again, and they've got a all new Explorer to be debuted to the press 1 week from today in Detroit. I know people that have seen it and are already singing its praises, so that's going to make for a sales winner for Ford. Number two came in as Chevrolet, number three GMC, number four Toyota, tied with Jeep, which took four. Brand loyalty. Now, this is something that you guys split up into American brands and overall brands. This is certainly a very, very desired honor to have. Automakers spend literally millions of dollars to build up brand loyalty.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, this is an interesting category because this was when respondents to the survey were asked, what kind of vehicle do you drive? And then they were also asked, what kind of vehicle would you like to drive? What was the vehicle that you drove? The previous vehicle that you drove. That's how they came up with brand loyalty. With people, when people, are driving the vehicle that they drove before and that they want to be driving.
Exactly. And the winners are number five Nissan, number four Honda, number three Chevrolet, two Toyota, and number one Ford. And no doubt a lot of that is going to be loyalty to the F-150. I know several folks who are on their umpteenth F-150, so this is a very good thing for Ford. When it comes to brand loyalty, it crosses over as Ford remains the number one brand loyalty for an American vehicle, with Chevrolet coming in second, Dodge coming in third, GMC fourth, and Jeep fifth. When it comes to brand loyalty for luxury vehicles, number one went to Mercedes-Benz. Number two, BMW. Number three, Lexus. Number four, Acura. And number five, Audi. So that's a strong showing by Audi, and certainly the other players in this mix are not a surprise. A strong showing by Acura as well, because Acura hasn't had the best years. They've won a lot of awards, ironically, but they haven't had the best sales years in recent times, but they're certainly doing well in the survey.
Yeah, no, they are, yeah.
When it comes to best automotive brand overall, number five was Nissan, four Honda, three Chevrolet, two Toyota, and one Ford. So that was, again, nothing to shake a stick at.
That category was a combination of the most desired vehicle brand, the most driven vehicle brand, and the loyalty, those are the companies that really fired on all cylinders, pardon the pun, in those different questions.
And best brand American went to Ford, with Chevrolet taking second, Dodge taking the show position. Number four went to GMC. Number five went to Jeep. When it comes to best brand in luxury vehicles, number five is Cadillac, which has tried now for decades to get even higher in this list. They announced today that their CT6, which was a large sedan, which they had high hopes for, is going to be turned into a large crossover, as their XT5 continues to be the best-selling Cadillac. Best brand luxury-wise, number four position, Acura, number three, Lexus, number two, BMW, and number one, Mercedes-Benz. Fred, I want to thank you so much for all your time and for the great work that you do at Newsweek, and we really have enjoyed having you on the program.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me, and let's do it again.
Absolutely. We'll do it again down the road. We'll take a pit stop, and then we'll give you a little preview of what to expect at the Detroit Auto Show, unveil-wise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you four extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race?
Coming up, today is the kickoff to the North American International Auto Show. It's the most attended, theoretically, by journalists from around the world. About 6,000 journalists descend upon the Cobo Hall and Arena in Detroit, and the weather is usually horrible, and it's always a big, big show. Now, we've seen some pulling out by a lot of different manufacturers, as these shows are very expensive for the manufacturers to debut a vehicle, and they've been debuting vehicles on Facebook and in many other fashions, just inviting press or inviting enthusiasts of that particular brand to different events. So in an effort to shake things up, this is the last January-based North American show. It's going to move to June next year, but nevertheless, despite the pullout of many different brands, we're going to see a lot of important vehicles, including the Cadillac XT6, which I mentioned in our previous segment. The former full-size sedan becomes a full-size crossover. Ford is going to unveil their all-new Explorer, and that's going to be happening a week from today. We hope to have a guest from Ford. Ford is going to unveil the most powerful Mustang that they've ever built in the history of building Mustangs, a 700-plus horsepower Shelby GT500. The engine in the Shelby GT500 is called the Predator, not unlike what FCA has in its Chargers and Challengers and Jeeps with the Hellcat engine. Some folks are saying that it's going to be more powerful than the Hellcat, and that would put it in the 800 horsepower range, but most sources are saying that it will be in the 700 horsepower range. GMC will unveil another SUV-esque vehicle, and that is to be named in the not-too-distant future. They haven't leaked the name of that vehicle yet. Hyundai will unveil their Elantra GTR line, so kind of a sporty version, ultimate sporty version of their Elantra. And Hyundai has done quite well in automotive sales, not only with their regular Hyundai brand, but also with their more premium Genesis brand. in the not too distant future. In recent times, they've done extraordinarily well. We've got the Infiniti QX Inspiration concept vehicles to be unveiled by Infiniti in Detroit. We're also have got a larger sport utility vehicle called the Telluride, which is a place in Colorado. It's going to be called the Kia Telluride, and this will be the largest Kia SUV to date. We're going to see the unveiling of a concept vehicle that I predicted, as a matter of fact, at the Detroit Auto Show when they first showed this vehicle as a concept vehicle way back when, back in 2013. It is now the Lexus LC Coupe. They're going to be showing the LC Convertible. And I remember saying to the head of Lexus way back in 2013, this vehicle would look very good as a convertible. And he said, I will make note of that and have to pass it along to the people who designed this one. Maybe we'll do something down the road. And sure enough, they're going to. We're going to see the debut of the RC Lexus F-Type track version, which will be a more track-centered version of their crossover sport utility vehicle. We'll see an EV concept vehicle from Nissan, and of course Nissan is one of the pioneers in electric vehicles, and they had the Leaf as their hallmark for many, many years, but they're going to show us something fresh in Detroit. Ram will have their heavy-duty variant of the award-winning 1500 making its world debut at the Detroit Auto Show, and that's going to be happening 1 week from today. Toyota and also Subaru will be busy. Subaru will be busy with their WRX STI variant, which is the ultimate WRX, and lots of enthusiasts love that vehicle, so we'll see the all-new variant of that, and also we'll see the return of a Toyota from years past. Yes, the Supra is coming back to the Toyota brand, and I say hooray for that, and this is a very interesting collaboration, just as their B6 is a collaboration with Subaru, which has their own rear drive version of that particular platform. This time, the folks at Toyota have gone to BMW, and what BMW is selling as their Z4, their two-seater convertible, it will share the exact same architecture with the Toyota Supra in four-place, 2.2, 2 plus 2, people up front and a very small back seat. But the Supra is a beloved vehicle in the minds of many folks and is certainly one of the vehicles most highly anticipated at the Detroit show. So I've seen pictures of it. It's been leaked by mistake by one of the Mexican Twitter accounts by Toyota, and so I've seen what it looks like. It doesn't look that different than a coupe variant of the X4 from BMW, the vehicle that it is built on, but no doubt this will be a very, very talked about vehicle at the Detroit Auto Show, and no doubt, in my opinion, will be a big hit for the Toyota brand. We're also going to see the next generation of the Passat, a very important vehicle for the Volkswagen brand as Volkswagen continues to make itself available as a full line manufacturer, with Ford getting out of some of the car offerings. There'll be no future Fusion, there'll be no future Taurus beyond the year 2020. The unveiling of this Passat, the all-new Passat from Volkswagen, is going to be be very, very important, and we'll see it making its world debut at the Detroit North American International Auto Show. And we've talked about it before here on the program, but beginning for model year 2020, the Detroit show, instead of being second on the list of shows in order, first comes the LA show, second comes the Detroit show, third comes the Chicago show, and lastly, we've got the New York version. But, very good. My daughter Lucy is telling me in my ear some very good news, and you can tell the whole world right now if you'd like to.
Okay, I got my handstand bridge.
So she's big into gymnastics and has been working on that. So she is 8 years old and is hungry to become a great gymnast. So she's long on the way to perfecting the various moves on that front. But as I was saying, it flipped. Detroit Auto Show goes from being the second show of the year to the last show of the year. It will be held in June of 2020, and that's going to shake up things calendar-wise with the vehicle debuts and unveilings, and it certainly makes sense from a weather perspective. They're going to team it up with the Detroit Grand Prix and perhaps have some vehicle debuts centering around that F1 race, which is held every year on the streets of Detroit in the month of June, and also showcase some of the great landmarks in Detroit, which they can't do during the month of January. It's just plain too cold and usually too snowy to have some unveilings at some of the cool waterfront properties in Detroit, and also show off the renaissance of the city of Detroit, which has really turned itself around. I can tell you, as someone who has been going to the Detroit Auto Show for 20 years and broadcasting from there, I won't be there this year, but I'll be there in spirit, as I have done interviews in the Cobo lobby for close to 20 years. But my health is holding me back this year, but maybe in 2020 I can broadcast from the June variant of the Detroit Auto Show. That would be definitely a treat, but we will have reporters on site reporting into us, and that's also the venue in which the North American Car of the Year, Truck of the Year, and Sport Utility of the Year will be unveiled. Probably the last time that they unveil it live at the Detroit Motor Show, because that's a very big award given out by 60 or so journalists who are freelancers or entrenched with one particular publication or offering. That will do it for this hour.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25 plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and
stand on screen, showing the way in Silicon Valley, and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.